wanted to share a tool that I started using recently. And if you're doing any prospecting or lead sourcing from LinkedIn, it's definitely worth checking out. The tool is called Surf, and it's spelled S-U-R-F-E. It's a Chrome extension that allows you to add contacts to your CRM directly from LinkedIn. I use it to add contacts quickly, follow my deals, keep track of my notes, and it's actually saved me a bunch of time. The data is always 100% accurate because I don't have to copy and paste each detail from each contact over to my CRM. Instead, Surf does it all for me automatically with just one click. Now, the folks over at Surf have been kind enough to put together a promo offer for fans of SSP. You can go to the link in the show notes and use the promo code JWSURF with an E, 5, for a 5% discount on your first year. Check out the link in the show notes and go check them out. I'm going to let you in on a secret weapon that's going to skyrocket your sales without the unnecessary headaches that come with using one of the big player CRM systems. And that secret weapon is Close, Close CRM. Let's face it, we've all used a clunky, confusing CRM platform, the one that kind of makes you want to throw your laptop out the window. Well, Close is going to save you time, money, and sanity. Close has all the powerful tools you need to manage your leads, track your deals, and crush your targets. It has built-in calling, emailing, SMS, multi-channel sequences, and meeting tracking. It's super easy to implement, and it's built for your business. You can stop screwing around with CRMs that aren't built for you and start selling and managing your customers today. Use the link in the show notes and enter the promo code SSP15. That's SSP15 for 15% off your first 3 months. Go check them out. All right, one of the most important factors for your success as a tech seller is actually your manager. And what I've found is there's not very many people talking about this out there in the LinkedIn universe or in the sales coaching world. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of people out there giving advice on what to do if you don't have a great manager. And I think we overlook how important it is, especially when I look back on my career, when I talk to others in my network and have had others on the podcast who have had just record quarters or closed massive deals. One of the common denominators behind that is they had a really amazing manager who was supportive, who moved boulders out of their way, carved a path internally and got approvals needed and things like that, and was a true partner in the deal. Especially as we talk about things like doing threading, multi-threading, having executive peering as part of your process where you want to have your, you know, executives interfacing with the executives at the company you're selling to. It's very, very important to have a manager that is able and willing to get involved in your deal cycles. So the problem with this is there's really a finite number of amazing managers out there. Unfortunately, a lot of managers are focused on other things. They might be focused on their own career aspirations or internal politics or reputation. They might be focused on some aspect of leadership that's not necessarily closing deals or helping you make commission checks, but they might be focused on something like cleaning up the CRM and making it operational, or they might be focused on one specific rep on the team who has a lot of pipeline or something like that. So what can you do if you find yourself in a position where you're either overlooked by your manager or your manager's disengaged from your process, or worst case, they're maybe not a fan of you. Maybe you've got to do some rapport building with that manager and you don't have the best of relationships. How can you manage that and still find success in your current role? It's a really complicated question. And the reality is I don't know that I have all the answers either, but I thought it might be helpful to do just a quick soundbite here and talk through some of the things that I've done in the past. If I've been in a position where either I didn't have my manager's attention or didn't have the best relationship with my manager. Now, the first piece of advice that I'm going to give you is if you are in that position, you really need to give yourself some kind of a hard and fast date. Maybe that's 3 months from now. Maybe it's 6 months from now. Maybe it's a year from now. It doesn't really matter. You have to decide at what point are you going to decide to just go ahead and move on from this company and team and invest in finding a better manager who will help you achieve your personal and financial goals and, of course, your career goals. So you do need to find or you do need to set some kind of a drop dead date, right? When when will you, you know, when will it have been enough for you? When will you have given it everything you can and you need to start to then divest or pull back from the situation and go and hunt down a manager that will work with you and will coach you and help you achieve the big things that you want to achieve. So that's the first piece of advice. Evaluate your situation, decide if it's actually time to move on. I tend to think that you should still give it some time. If this is all, you know, recent stuff, try to give it some time. You need to be patient and give that manager the benefit of the doubt. Always assume positive intent wherever you can, because maybe they're going through something in their personal life or professional life. Maybe they're focused on something or they're getting feedback from their higher ups on something, and you don't know what's all going on. So be a little bit patient first and foremost, but do give yourself some kind of a deadline when you say, hey, I've invested in this partnership with this manager. I really, you know, like the company or product, but I can't work for somebody who's not going to have my back, who's not going to help me get deals done. I'm going to go and find that somewhere else. Now, the nuance too for finding it somewhere else is you can go and interview and find this like amazing manager and then start at your new job with this new manager all excited and fired up. And then that manager moves on in the next quarter or two quarters. And that's one of the realities of this business that's really challenging. One of the nuances of working in tech sales is the amount of kind of revolving door turnover that you see. Lots of job hopping. I'm going to do a whole episode about that, by the way. But you know, what you see is there's a stat out there that says that the average VP of sales or the average tenure for a VP of sales in tech is like 18 months. I've probably brought that stat up on the pod before, but it blows my mind that an executive leader can come into a business and be gone 18 months later. What can you really get done in 18 months? And so where that poses a challenge for you as a seller is, again, even if you do find that Goldilocks manager that's perfect to work with, and you know, you're tight, you're on the same page and you work together really well, that person could end up moving on to a better opportunity within some number of months of that. So it's nothing, and by the way, nothing good lasts forever either. This is another constant that I see in my sales career is it's tough to get all the stars to align. Great territory, great product, great leadership, demand for the product in the marketplace, good economy. All of these things are just stars that actually have to align for you to really blow it out of the water. Now, this is not me saying that if all of those factors aren't in place that you should just mail it in and coast. That's definitely not what I'm saying. You have to try to then go make your own luck, but knowing that those factors, it really will help your success if you have all those factors fall in place. So my primary advice would be, if you're in a situation right now where you're working for a manager who's ignoring you, or again, toxic towards you in some way, or you have a heavy friction relationship, then it's probably time to set a date for when your departure might be and when you're going to exit the business and start to work on researching your next gig and who the leadership is at that company. Because I really do think the leadership makes or breaks a company and a product. And if you don't go and pursue those leaders that work well with you, then you're just not going to sell the kind of deals you want to sell in your career. So that's number one. So let's say you're in a position right now where you can't make a move, but you're also not working for a manager who's behind you and got your back. What can you do to try to make the process smoother? How can you try to improve the relationship? And how can you try to still be as successful as possible despite those circumstances? Well, this is very common because, again, there's very few amazing managers out there, only a small handful that are just, you know, stellar. But the vast majority of sales managers fall into the too busy, too many team members, too many competing priorities. And so a lot of your career, you're going to have to be completely self-managed and self-motivated, and you're going to have to figure out how to get resources on your own. But the upside is when you do finally get that great manager, that person and you working together, you'll already be prepared to do everything on your own. So it'll just be an added benefit to have someone who you can partner with on these deals. So what can you do? What I started to do, you know, in times past when I've had managers that either weren't focused on my success or were not, advocates of me and my selling style, what I tended to do was I would document a lot. And by document, I mean, you know, get really tight in your operation and in your process, especially if they're someone who leans very operations heavy. So if they're a big, you know, proponent of updating Salesforce and updating your CRM and your pipeline and things like that, try to get really tight with that. If they want to see certain things every day, I would really try to do the best you can to comply with what their asks are, to a T, by the way. Be very detailed and very rigid and specific about how you're responding to their asks. And really then you can take, so from there, you can then start to get proactive. And I would almost over communicate with a manager that's disengaged. Like, I would set an agenda for every meeting that you have with that manager, whether it's a one-on-one or if they're joining you for a customer meeting, that's if they join at all. Get really specific about setting an agenda, have a plan, over-communicate details. If you need to go out of the office for vacation or you're sick or something like that, over-communicate. Let them know as far in advance as possible. Really leave nothing to nuance and just focus on being an over-communicator and tightening up your process and documenting as much as you can. That's everything from notes in your deals to just having a really strong operation so that they can see that. And the leadership above your manager can see that as well. And, you know, your perception within the organization is one of organization and a strong process. So the other thing you can do is you can find workarounds. Workarounds might be like, maybe there's another sales manager in your business that can provide guidance and help on your deals or can get more involved. This is a slippery slope. You don't want to overstep. You don't want to deplete other resources that belong to other parts of the company. So, you know, tread lightly and don't do anything that's going to get you in trouble, but you might be able to find other mentors or partners in the business that can help you get your deals done. And these might be leaders of other departments or orgs. It might be working with the top rep on your team as opposed to the manager. Maybe the top rep doesn't mind joining you on some calls and working with you on you know, certain aspects of closing. One other thing I wrote down here was address things. Try to have an honest conversation. If you feel like your manager's not supporting you, be direct and honest about that and call it out as much as you can so that they're aware that that's where your headspace is, and work on some kind of a, you know, joint plan to improve communication, to improve engagement in your deals and in your pipeline. So not a perfect list of things to do, because there's really no, you know, perfect answers here. It's a complicated situation. It's one that's all too common in tech sales. One of the best pieces of advice would be that you need to embrace change all the time. And, you know, change is constant, especially in this industry. So the best thing you can then do is go and seek out who the great managers are in the industry and go try to work for those people and value the time that you have working for an amazing manager, because those times will actually power you through the harder times. The amazing managers that I've worked with, I learned so much from them and replicated so much of their process that I can now take that into any working environment and implement that same playbook. So go and research who those leaders might be. And a lot of times they're not on LinkedIn posting all day. They're busy on calls with customers or pitching to executives or negotiating contracts alongside their reps. So they can be hard to find, but when you work with one, you'll know. So some things you can do to suss that out or to ask questions about someone's management style in the interview process: ask them questions about how involved they get with deals, what their process is for bringing a customer on board, how they approach pipeline generation, how involved they get with their reps' deal cycles, how they coach, how they document the process. All those things are really important questions. You should be interviewing in any job interview. You should be interviewing the company that you're that's interviewing you. You've got to make sure it's a fit, and you got to suss the leadership out. Ask a lot of questions. Get personal too, if you can. Find out what the last couple books that the sales VP or sales leaders read in the company, or do they play a sport? Do they play an instrument? Learn as much personal detail as you can, because it'll help you understand who they are as a person, what they're passionate about, what they're curious about, and it'll give you some insights into who they are. So hopefully that helps someone out there. It's a tough challenge, But I'm telling you firsthand and from talking to a lot of the guests that have been on the show and a lot of the colleagues that I've worked closely with, that's the common denominator. If you have a great manager, you can make things happen, even in a down economy, even with a product that's subpar, you can really go, you can go pretty far with an awesome manager that's got your back.